Okay, Tov, good morning. We are beginning the new chapter, the new perek. Hadar Anach Kol Kinuyeh. We're starting a new chapter, perek Bet. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah, Shalema, Wal Dechalim, Bichlalam, Chemda, Merchom, Mechon, Nizhan, El Melech, Hanukam, Nifkas, Rabban, Amir, Shalom, Sarah, David, Merchad, Efa, Badaran, Rifka, Badar, Chavir, Rifka, Badar, Shalom, Sarah, Fahim, Adam, Shalom, Chana, Efa, Badar, Miriam, Yabud, Amir, Fah, Chais, Adar, Rechav, Chana, Simcha, Ben, Malka, Miriam, Adar, Chavir, Zimnam, Chana, Adana, Badar, Merchad, Sabad, Amar, Sabad, Chana, Gavir, 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 Okay, new Mishnah, new chapter. V'gam l'refuah shalman avat teila bat miriam. New parak. Ve'elu mutarin. We spoke about now all of the things that are forbidden. If a person takes a vow and he says something, where that neder would take effect, that was the previous parak. Now this new parak is going to start out talking about all the things that if you say this as a form of a neder, this would not take effect and would not make you asur to that object. So the Mishnah begins. Ve'elu mutarin. These or the things that a person would be permitted to if he had made a vow to these things. Chulin she'ochelechav. He says, the chulin that I eat from you, kebasar chazir, should be like pork, or kavodei kochavim, or should be like avodah zara, keorot levuvin, or like orot levuvin. What are orot levuvin? So these are skins that they would perforate the heart. What they used to do, there were certain religions, certain types of people. What they would do is they would take out the heart of the animal, and they would perforate it, make holes in it, and then they would place that in front of their avodah zara. This would be their form of idol worship. Anyhow, if someone says it in that way, that this item, this food should be like that, or ken nevelot utrefot, or like nevelan trefa, or keshekatzim remasim, or it should be like a sheket or a remes, any of these creatures. Right? Kechalat Aharon or keturmato, or like the chalav Aharon or his teruma, all of those cases mutar. That would not be considered a neder, and he would be permitted to eat from that item. Ha'omer le'ishto, if somebody says to his wife, Hare at alai ke'ima, you are upon me like my mother. Uh-oh, you should never say that to your wife. No. What that means is, if he says that you are like my mother, meaning he's saying a vow that I'm making a neder that you are becoming like my mother, that I'm not allowed, just like I'm not allowed to sleep with her, I'm not allowed to sleep with you, if that's what he's referring to. So, potchin lo petach mimakom acher, shelo yakel rosho lekach. We would find a way to open up his neder, to have a chacham open up his neder for him, because we don't want him to be, be so lax in such types of neders.
We're going to...
Right, Midoraita has no effect whatsoever. Midarabanan, we tell him to go and find a chacham to be matir your neder, so that he doesn't become used to making that type of neder. We're going to see in the Gemara which type of person that's referring to. Okay, Gemara. Ta'ama de amar, the reason from our Mishnah is because he said, chulin she'ochelecha, the chulin that I eat from you. So you can infer from that, ha amar, if he said, la chulin she'ochelecha, we're back on the lamids again, la chulin that I eat from you, mashma, it means lo lechulin leheve, it should not be chulin, ela korban, rather it should be a korban, meaning if you added the letter lamed, then the neder would be in effect, because we can use the power of inference. Who doesn't use the power of inference? Doesn't use the power of, from a negative you can learn out a positive?
Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Meir, oh, very good. So the Gemara asks, mani matnitin, who's the author of our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, I Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, ha leit le miklal lavet ashamehin. Rabbi Meir does not hold of the opinion that you can learn out a positive from a negative. You can't infer. So how can he infer over here? So this is clearly not the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Ve'ela Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that the author of our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? He does hold of the inference that you can learn out a positive from a negative. So this could be Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, if this is Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Resha, this is the exact same case as the previous parak we had, the previous Mishnah that we had, that it was referencing to learning out a positive from a negative, an inference. And we said the Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Meir, it must be like Rabbi Yehuda, right? So what's the difference? Why are you stating the exact same type of case of learning out a positive from a negative if it's teaching the same lesson? So the Gemara says, it's not really that that's the case. He says, I did the ketani kebasar chazir, kavodat kochavim, since it taught like pork or like avodah zara, lahachi ketani chulin. That's why it also taught chulin, right? Meaning, agav derech agav, it just wrote chulin. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, aydi de ketani klomar hadi ketani chulin shalchelcha. That what she said that chulin that I eat from you, lav le gufe itzterech. We don't need the actual essence of that line. Velav le diukan, you can't make a diuk from that. Ela agav girara de sheera patach behachi. Just derech agav, you wrote it like that. Just wanted to include chulin, but you can't make a diuk from that. You can't make an inference from that that if it would have written la chulin, then I would have inferred that that is us. That would become a neder. No, you can't make such an inference. Okay. So the Gemara says Ravina Amar. Ravina says hachi ketane. Ravina explains the Mishnah a little bit differently. He says this is what was meant. Ve'elu mutarin kachulin. These are the people that their neders are permitted. They're not neders, just like chulin. Right, the way the Mefarash explains, "Had ketani chulin, lav de amar chulin she'ochel." It's not that he's saying the chulin that I eat from you. Ela hachi ketani, elu mutarin kachulin. These are the people who are permitted, like chulin. Ha'omer kebasar chazir kavodah chachamim. Right, somebody who says that this food should be like pork or like avodah zara, meaning he's reading the Mishnah a little bit differently than the way we were reading it. He's saying these are the permitted people, like chulin. Kebasar chazir, somebody who says this food should be like pork, kavodah kochamim, or like avodah zara, those are not considered a neder, and it wouldn't take effect. So the Gemara says, ve'i lo tana chulin, if it didn't teach chulin in our Mishnah, hava amen, I would have thought, ba'e she'ela, I would have thought that you're required to do she'ela, you're required to go to a chacham and annul your neder. That's what I would have thought. So the Gemara says, is that really the case? Umi ika la'asuke al da'ata hachi, are we really able to think such a thing? That if I wouldn't have taught chulin in our Mishnah, then I would have thought you would have to go to a chacham to annul that neder. Is that really the case? Hamid katani seifa. But if you look at the latter part of the Mishnah, what did the latter part of the Mishnah say? Ha'omer le'ishto. If somebody says to his wife, Hare ata alai ke'ima, you are upon me like my mother, like a mother. So, exactly. Potchin lo pedach min makom acher. We said we open up him, even though it's not a neder midoraita, midarabanan, we allow him to go to a chacham and annul that neder. What can we infer from that? From the fact that the latter part of the Mishnah says you have to do she'ela, you have to go to a chacham. So you can understand from that, it's only the latter part of the Mishnah, not the beginning part of the Mishnah. Miklal deresha lo ba'ya she'ela. You can infer from that the beginning part of the Mishnah does not require going to a chacham. So how can you say that if it didn't say chulin, I would have thought you need she'ela? No, why would you say such a thing? Ela, the Gemara retracts, mechuvarta chulin mimela nasva. Rather, it's just chulin, it just taught it derech agav. It just taught it while it was teaching other things, it taught chulin as well. But lav dafka, you can't make any inferences from the fact that it quoted chulin in our Mishnah. So the Gemara now learns out, the Gemara now has a question. Minahani milei. Earlier on the previous daf, we had this concept that only a neder that is on davar ha-nadur, something that is vowed, takes effect. But something that is davar ha-asur does not take effect. So the Gemara is now going to try to find out where that's from. Minahani milei. So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ish ki idor neder ladunai. If somebody makes a neder to Hashem, so the Gemara explains, Ad shi idor ba davar ha-nadur. Until he makes a neder by something that is already vowed. Okay, so the Gemara says, why do you learn out like that? Ihachi, afilu medavar ha'asur nami. Even if somebody makes a neder on something that is asur, it should take effect. Dehaketiv, because the Pasuk says, le'esor isar al nafsho. It has a double lashon, le'esor isar, to make this forbidden on himself. So if it has that double lashon, why don't we learn out that he can even make a neder have an effect on something that's asur to him? So the Gemara says, le'esor isar mi bay le'lechidetanya. No, we need that double lashon for the following baraita. Ezu isar ha'amur batorah. If you remember, we saw this earlier. We saw this on Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph. We said, what is the isar, the forbidden rule that the Torah is referencing to? And then we said, if somebody comes and says that he takes a neder not to have meat or not to have wine, like the day that his father passed or his rabbi passed or something along those lines, and we said Shemuel's opinion is from that day and every day that is just like that and on, so that would take effect. And that's what we need, the double lashon for le'esor isar. But you can't use the double lashon to teach that if somebody makes a neder on something that is asur, that would have an effect. Only something that is nadur. The Mishnah then said, ha'omer le'ishto hareyat alai ke'ima. If somebody says to his wife, you are asur to me like a mother. So the Gemara says, urmini, we have a contradiction. Hareyat alai ke'basar ima. If somebody says, you are asur to me like the flesh of my mother. Ke'basar achoti, like the flesh of my sister. Ke'orla, or like orla, which is fruit of the first 3 years that you're not allowed to eat, or kekilea kerem, or like kilea kerem, which is the mixing of seeds in a vineyard, which would make it asur to benefit from. So if he says any of those things, lo amar klum, it's as if he said nothing. So this is exactly opposite of what we just said. We said that if he says to his wife, you are upon me like a mother, like asur to me like a mother, he has to go and do she'ela. He has to go and ask a chacham to annul that nether. Now we're saying it's as if he said nothing. Which one is it?
Is it basar ima?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. What is there a difference between if he said basar ima or not? Simply speaking, the Gemara is understanding that there's no difference. If he said the flesh of my mother or my mother herself.
So it's kibbutz basar.
Yeah, simply speaking. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, lo amar klum mideoraita, v'tzarich she'ela midarabanan. Abaye says, mideoraita is nothing. But midarabanan, the Chachamim instituted, you need to go to a Chacham to annul that type of neder. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. Rava disagrees with that. Rava says, even midarabanan, it doesn't apply. Or rather, it's not a deoraita derabanan distinction. Rather, he says, when it's talking about a tamid chacham, we don't require him to go and do she'ela. The way the Mefaresh explains is because a chacham is not somebody who is going to make these type of neders very frequently. It's a one-time thing. He gets upset, he makes type of neder. So we're not worried that he's going to be lax in such type of neders. An am ha'aretz, an ignorant person, is somebody that may come and make these vows very frequently. So we tell him, if you make such a vow, you have to go and annul such a vow. It's a knas we make to him to make him refrain from making such vows. And now we have a braita to support this. V'hatanya. Remember I told you, anytime it's vav hei v'ha, it's like 95% of the time, it's a question. Over here, so the Mefaresh, if you look in the Mefaresh, if I'm not mistaken, I believe, he says v'hatanya benichuta. He says benichuta, meaning it's coming to support what we're saying. Usually, one of the commentaries on the page will always tell you, if it's v'hatanya v'ha, if it's not a question, it'll tell you. This is not a question. This is support. So v'hatanya is a support. This baraita is coming to support what we just said. Hanoder ba'torah. If somebody makes a neder by the Torah, we're going to see on the next amud what that means. Lo amar kelum. It's as if he said nothing. So the Gemara says, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, v'tzarir she'ela lechacham. And you need to go to a chacham to get annulling of that vow. V'amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, v'tamin chacham. Eino tzarir she'ela. A tamin chacham does not need to go and make annulling because we know he would not make such vows frequently. So this is support for what we just said, that a tamin chacham doesn't need to go and annul such vow. Because he's not going to make such a vow, but an ignorant person would have to annul such a vow. But we just quoted some interesting idea. Hanoder ba'Torah. If somebody makes a neder in the Torah, by the Torah, what does that mean? So flipping the Amud. Tanya, the Baraita says, Hanoder ba'Torah, lo amar klum. If somebody makes a neder, he says, I will eat, or he swears by the Torah saying that he will do something. The Mefaresh explains, she'ochelecha, I will eat this thing from you. He says, I will eat this thing from you. He makes a neder by the Torah. So the Gemara says, that doesn't count as anything. But if he says, Bema shekatuvba, if he says, I'm swearing by what is written in the Torah, dvarav kayamin, his words are fulfilled. And then it says, ba, ubema shekatuvba, dvarav kayamin. And if he says, I'm making a neder by what's, by the Torah, and by what's written in the Torah, then his words count as well.
Difference?
Kol sheken, right? How much more so? If he said, I'm making a neder by what's written in the Torah, and that counts. How much more so if he makes a neder by the Torah and what's written in the Torah, that should count as well, right? So that's going to be the Gemara's question.
But how is that different from Torah by itself?
No, he's adding in what's written in the Torah. He's saying what's written in the Torah as well. The question is why you have to add in the second case. So that's the Gemara's next question. Katane, it taught in the, right now in the Beraita, v'mashe katuvba, if he makes a neder from what's written in the Torah, dvarav kayamin, his words count. Ba ubemashe katuvba, but if he makes a neder on the Torah and what's written in the Torah, it's extra. Sarich le'meimar. Do you even need to state such a case? Why do you even need that? It's very obvious. So Amar Rav Nachman lakashia. Rav Nachman says it's not difficult. Why not? Ha dimachta oraita a'ara. Ha dinakit lebeyade. One case is that the Torah scroll is lying on the floor. Chas v'shalom. It's lying on the floor. The other case is that the Torah is lying in his hands. What's the difference? So let's see. The Gemara explains. Machta al ara. If the Torah is lying on the floor, da'ate a gevile, his thought process is on the parchment. Clough. It's on the cloth. It's not on the word. What's written in the Torah itself? He's worried that the Torah is on the floor. But nakad lebeade. But once he picks it up and he's holding it in his hands, daate ala askarot sheva. His neder that he's making is on the names of Hashem. Is on the words that are written in the Torah. Let's see the ran over here. The ran explains this very nicely. It's a little bit of a lengthier ran. It's the third ran on the page. Hade machta oraita ala ra hade nakid lebeade. Resha. The hanoder ba Torah lo amar klum. That which we said that if somebody makes a neder by the Torah is not count. Dinakid lebeyade. He's holding it in his hands. Va'afilu hachi and still lo amar klum. It's as if he said nothing. Dimai ba Torah deka amar begvilin sheiktuva. What he says by the Torah is referring to the parchment, and that's not a neder. Aval lemasha katuvba. When he says what's written in it, dvarav kayamin. We said his words count. The da'atea haskarot sheba. His vow is based on what's written in the Torah, the names in the Torah. Va'arehu nishba b'shem. And he's taking a swear in the name of Hashem. Avasefa, but the latter part of the braita, b'demachta oraita alara, when the Torah is lying on the ground, askinan, that's what we're talking about. Udufichach, and that's why, ilu amar, if he said, b'mashe katuvba, if he said a neder for what's written in the Torah, bilvad, that alone, lo amar klum, it's as if he said nothing. Kevan de machta ara, since it's on the ground, amrina de date agavile. We think that his mind is on the parchment. De hachi kamar. This is what he meant to say. Bimashu katuv baba a Torah. Dehainu agavilin. What's written in it, that's referring to the Torah, which is the parchment. Because it's on the ground. Aval ki amar ba ubimashu katuv baba. When he says the Torah and what's written in it, mehane, it counts. De kevan de amar ba. Once he said the Torah, kvar hiskir agavilin. He's already talking about the parchment itself. Once he says what's written in it, it must be that he's talking about what's written in the Torah. So meaning, the Ran makes these two distinctions, these two cases of explanation, with the Reisha of the Braita and the Seifa of the Braita explaining the difference between, in two cases, where it's the difference between when it's on the floor and in his hands, both by, if he says, Hanoder ba Torah, versus Hanoder ba, ubema shekatuv ba. So if the Ran basically explained that whole exact scenario, both here scenarios.
The Chatam Sofer says in the name of the Ran that it's not that it's derech bizayon, just not holding it. So therefore there's
okay. Yechon leyot, ken? Masada. Ve'i bayit ema. Answer number two, the Gemara says. Answer number two. Dimachta al ara. It's actually the Sefer is referring to lying on the ground. Ve'haka mashmalan. It's coming to teach us. Da'af al gav dimachta al ara. Even though the Sefer Torah is on the ground. Kivan de amar b'masha katuv ba. Once he says, I make a neder by what's written in the Torah, mehane, that counts. Vezo ve'in tzarech lomar zo ketane. And it's a concept. He stated this, and he didn't really need to state that. Meaning, it's a concept in the Gemara that he didn't need to state the latter part at all, which was ba b'masha katuv ba, the Torah and what's written in it. But he just stated it anyway. Derech agav. He didn't need to, though. That's answer number two. Answer number three in the final answer. If you want to give a different answer, kula mitziata nami denakit lebiade. The whole thing, the middle, the beginning, the end, the whole part of that baraita is referring to that he's holding the Sefer Torah in his hand. V'hakamashmalan, it's coming to teach us. Kivan denakit lebiade. Once he's holding the Torah in his hands, af al gav de lo amar ele ba. Even though he only said ba, that he makes a neder by what's written in the Torah. Even though he only said ba, meaning the Torah, he's making a neder by the Torah. It's as if he said, I'm making a neder by what's written in the Torah. Meaning, since I'm holding the Torah in my hands, I'm saying he makes a neder by the Torah. What is he referring to? He's obviously not referring to the parchment. He's holding the Sefer Torah in his hands. He's referring to the parchment. So that's what, because it says, ba, ube masha katuv, ba, two cases, it didn't need to state the second case. You can learn out from there that once he's holding it in his hands, ba is the same exact thing as be masha katuv, ba. That's what the Gemara is trying to teach us. So that's answer number three. There's no difference between them if he's holding it in his hands. Okay, let's do a 1 minute recap. We started with a new Mishnah. We started talking about all of the different things that are permitted, that if a person makes a neder, these things would be permitted to him. They would not be asur to him. It would not take effect the neder. Okay, and as we flipped the amud and we got towards the Gemara, we started asking on why the Mishnah quoted the word chulin. Can we infer from it that la chulin means not chulin, rather korban? The Gemara said, no, you can't make such inference. It just quoted chulin, derech agav. That was why it quoted chulin. Okay, part number three was the middle of the Amud Aleph. We started talking about that a neder can only take effect on a davar ha-nadur, on something that is vowed, and not something that is asur. We learned that out from the pasuk. Okay, part number four is towards the bottom of the daf. We said that the difference between what we were talking about on Mishnah is that somebody takes a vow that his wife is like his mother, Should never do this at home. But if somebody does such a thing, then he only an ignorant person. We gave a few answers, but the Gemara ended with a different answer, saying that either midoraita you don't need to go and annul the vow, but midrabanan you do. Or answer number two was that only an ignorant person needs to go and annul the vow at a fine, because we don't want him to become lax in such vows. But a tamid chacham does not have to annul such a vow. And then the fifth and final part of the daf was pretty much the amud bet, which was that if somebody is noder ba Torah, somebody makes a neder by the Torah, it depends on how he says it and where the Torah is lying when he says it. So if the Torah is lying on the ground, if he says Hanoder b'Torah, that doesn't count for anything. But now, if he doesn't say Hanoder b'Torah, but he says Hanoder b'ma, if he says I'm making a neder by the Torah, and it's on the ground, that wouldn't count. But if it's in his hands, we had three different answers how to explain this Gemara, but we had a contradiction, and the way the Ran explained it also was that it's a distinction between when it's on the ground versus when it's in the person's hands. Also, when he says ba versus when he says b'ma shekatuba, when he says the Torah versus what's written in the Torah. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.